When ABC launched The One, Making a Music Star, in the summer of 2006, it was with the full intention of finally cracking the music competition genre that had made American Idol into a cultural juggernaut. The network had acquired the rights to the European hit Operación Triunfo, a series that had launched successful artists in Spain and other countries. ABC positioned The One as a bold new entry into the format, blending a live performance contest with an intimate reality show that followed contestants' lives in a music academy, where they lived, trained, and rehearsed. On paper, it was an ambitious attempt to fuse two proven television genres into something bigger. This is TV Casualty, The One. The network put significant resources into the launch. The One debuted in primetime on July 18, 2006, with the kind of fanfare usually reserved for a mid-season tentpole. It aired multiple nights a week, with one episode devoted to live performances and another following the contestants' daily lives. ABC promoted it heavily, touting it as the show that will finally challenge Idol. To ensure credibility, the network brought in music industry insiders as mentors and judges, including Cara Diaguardi, who would later join American Idol. Contestants were introduced as raw but promising talents who, with the help of professionals and America's votes, could be molded into stars. Yet from the start, the show stumbled. One of its biggest problems was tone and identity. Viewers tuning in expecting a straightforward singing competition were thrown off by the heavy focus on the house drama and training montages. Those interested in the reality show element often found themselves wading through long stretches of musical performances. The hybrid approach, which had been the key to its success in Europe, felt clunky and ill-suited to American audiences who were used to clear, streamlined formats. Critics were brutal. The New York Times dismissed it as a pale imitation of Idol, lacking both the sharp personalities of its rivals' judges and the simple thrill of seeing raw talent on stage. The Los Angeles Times described it as a Frankenstein's monster of reality formats, too busy trying to be everything at once to succeed at any one thing. Some reviews even accused ABC of arrogance, suggesting that the network assumed it could manufacture a hit just by mimicking an existing formula without understanding what made that formula work. The ratings were catastrophic. The premiere drew fewer than 4 million viewers, a dismal number for a network summer launch. By its second week, the audience had fallen below 3 million. The decision to air multiple nights a week backfired, as there wasn't enough interest to sustain the schedule. In contrast, American Idol regularly pulled in tens of millions of viewers, making The One's performance all the more embarrassing for ABC. After just 4 episodes, the network canceled the series on July 27, 2006, yanking it from the schedule entirely. The remaining filmed content never aired. Behind the scenes, the cancellation was a blow to ABC executives, who had envisioned The One as the start of a long-running franchise. ABC had even constructed elaborate production facilities and invested in marketing campaigns that were scrapped within weeks. Some industry analysts noted that ABC's rush to launch during the summer, hoping to get ahead of Idol's next season, ended up dooming the show, since summer audiences were notoriously fragmented. Others argued that ABC fundamentally misunderstood what made reality competition successful. Audiences needed to feel emotionally invested in contestants, and The One's split format diluted that connection. In the aftermath, The One, Making a Music Star, quickly became shorthand for one of the biggest flops in network reality TV history. Unlike other short-lived series that sometimes develop cult followings, The One left almost no cultural footprint. Its contestants faded from public view, and ABC never attempted to revive or retool the format. The only lasting legacy was as a cautionary tale that no matter how much money or hype is poured into a project, success in television, especially in the crowded reality competition genre, cannot be manufactured overnight.